Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Yep. Date goes well. Totally looking forward to another.
Mm-hmm.
Only to not hear from them. Vanished. Man. Gone. Kapush.
Sucks.
It happens, man. It happens, obviously.
Does it happen? Yes, it does. And it happened to Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, like I've heard about this kind of thing and, you know, not letting go, getting ghosted. I'm definitely not that guy at all.
Definitely not the guy not letting it go?
He ain't that guy.
Yeah, I'm not usually that guy. The only reason I'm taking this route is because I'm calling you guys is because she and I did have, like, big plans together in the future, and there are, like, certain issues I need an answer to, and I can't get her to respond to me, and it's super frustrating.
Okay.
We've been talking for a while, and I finally asked her on a date, and we got to know each other super well, and she knew about my family and friends. So I got a wedding coming up for my cousin. She agreed to go with me, and we RSVP'd as a couple and everything, and, like, they gave me a plus one just so I could bring her. And so now I haven't heard from her since our last date, and I'm wondering what went wrong. And, you know, now I have to tell my family. I also need to find a new date, and if she's not going to come with me, I just wish she just would have been straight up with me and just told me she wasn't coming. I feel like I deserve some answers about why she's doing this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, it's one thing to ghost you after a day. It's another thing to ghost you with a, you know, pretty important
plan.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, hang on, Joe. Let's call Deanna and ask her.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is this Deanna?
Yes, it is.
Hi. It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're calling with Mix 94.7. I want to tell you why we're calling, just so there's no awkwardness. I know this is already kind of weird. We're doing a morning radio show, and we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We help out people that have been ghosted. And I just want to let you know that we're not on anyone's side. We're a neutral party here. Mm-hmm. We just want to try to get a conversation started because Joe reached out to us and said he had a great time with you and is really looking forward to you coming to this family wedding with him, but he hasn't seen you, hasn't heard from you, and wants to know what's going on and why you have kind of ghosted him. So we thought that we would help him out and call you and see if you'd be willing to talk. Now, it's a lot.
Wow.
But would you mind sharing with us what's going on? What are you thinking? What's in your head?
I don't mind, but I'm so curious as to what he told you because there's a lot to this.
All right. Well, let's hear your side of the story.
Ladies first.
Okay. I mean, I guess, honestly, I do feel a little bad about ghosting him, which is what I did. And because, you know, we had big plans coming up. But honestly, I really think he deserved it. And I was totally justified in doing it.
Okay. Mm. What happened?
So I feel like we had already been moving at a pace that was pretty quick, right? We had RSVP'd to his family wedding coming up. So, and I was really excited about that at the time. I felt like it was, you know, confirmation that we were going somewhere. Mm-hmm. And up until then, I didn't have any red flags. But when he began to discuss the wedding more and planning our trip, things just got to be way too much. The red flags were just flying like crazy for me.
Okay.
Okay.
We're listening.
He was being super controlling about things and not giving me a voice at all in any of our plans. Like, I didn't have a say in the airline or what time we were to travel or any of the logistical elements of it. That I could have dealt with because I felt like maybe he was just, you know, trying to take charge, I guess, a little bit, which is okay. But then he asked to see a picture of my dress that I bought to go to the wedding, uh-huh. which I didn't want to show him because I wanted him to be surprised and excited when he saw me in it.
Yeah.
He put his foot down, though. So I was like, okay, wow, I'll show him the dress. And when I showed him a picture of my dress, again, which I was super excited about, he completely shut it down, telling me it wasn't his taste and it wouldn't really fit in with his family. He said the women in his family are classier than the girls here.
Mm.
He was trying to say he wouldn't expect a girl from here to know how to dress for this kind of wedding, I guess. So he needed to help me pick the dress.
So when he was saying all this stuff, how did it make you feel, Deanna?
Honestly, it just made me feel icky. And the reason I'm saying that is because he gave me a list of requirements for the dress he wanted me to wear.
Ugh.
That was the last time y'all talked?
Wow.
Yeah, I was done.
Look, I just got to say something here. All right, look, I want the girl I bring to meet my family to represent me in a good way. So I'm not going to have her showing up like looking in a way I'm not proud of. I'm just being honest about her dress. You know, she needed me to guide her since it's my family and it's a wedding. And I just, you know, maybe she's not used to that from a man. I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I'm glad that she, you know, that this isn't the person I'm bringing with me at the end of the day. Mm. This is how she feels about it.
Well, this is exactly why I goes to them.
Wow. Yeah, no, fair enough. Well said.
Yeah, well, certainly sounds like there's not a match here.
None. Yeah, no.